Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, growing chance for snow showers, then light snow and maybe an inch to fall on the ground. We'll have a high today around the mid-30s. Kenosha right now is at 25 degrees. Some light snow reported out in Burlington. It is 26. In Milwaukee, 25, 24 at this hour in Racine. The light snow that we got over this past weekend, plus what we're going to be getting, just another reminder for City of Racine residents, property owners, you're required under city ordinance to remove the snow and the ice from your sidewalks abutting your properties. It has to be the full width of the sidewalk. It is supposed to be done within 24 hours after the snow stops. Now, failure to comply based on a complaint would result in an official violation notice coming to your place and a $50 inspection fee with it. And if not taken care of and reinspected by the city, it's another $50 plus the DPW cost to clear your sidewalk. Three Kenosha Fire Department med units called out last night before 9:30 to 79th Street and Sheridan Road. A reported head-on collision. Flight for Life later called in for an adult male and a pickup at Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center. No other information, however, is available. Mount Pleasant's Village Board tonight going to be asked to approve making an offer on some land in the northeast part of the village for the construction of a new South Shore fire station. The Village Finance Legal License Committee recommending the village proceed with the offer to buy following a closed session last Friday morning. South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman says the station, which will house a rescue squad, would look like a ranch-style home when it's all said and done.
With a garage probably the size of like a three-and-a-half-car garage with actually two doors on it. And the station will hold have room for two ambulances within the station. And we'll operate the med unit out of there, a paramedic unit.
He says that through September, about 81% of the EMS calls in the village came from the northeast area. So housing a rescue squad in that area would help to reduce response times and all across the village. And if all goes as planned, the construction could begin next spring. The village board meeting is at 6:30 tonight. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 o'clock at City Hall this evening. Among the items up for consideration, proposed collective bargaining agreement with Firefighters Local 321. Base wages would increase a total of 7.26% for the years 2018 through 2020. There would also be some offsetting cost savings with what's called work out-of-class pay. A proposed labor agreement with the Racine Professional Employees Association carries a 1.84% wage increase. There's also amending the joint dispatch agreement to include the City of Burlington. And there's permission by the police department being requested to accept some donations toward the canine program. $1,300 from Pincala Auto Solutions and $1,000 from the Greater Racine Kennel Club. It's been a paid agreement between the City of Racine and the county that allows special parking privileges around the courthouse for citizens who are called in because of jury duty, and that little arrangement is going to continue. Transit and Parking Commission Manager Mike Marley says that the cost would be the same as it was for this year going in next year based on the usage.
We compared this year's to last year's. It was within 1%, and I'm recommending we leave the contract at the level it is now, which is $850 a month.
The county's payment for the city to the juror parking passes factoring into the county budget, as well as the budget approved this year by the city. Special meeting coming up of the Racine Common Council tonight, 6:30, City Hall. A sensitive issue in terms of time regarding a liquor license. It's a Class B application for the branch at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown. City staff recommending approval to the council to allow Christina Campbell to hold already scheduled holiday events, which are prior to the regular council meeting on December the 20th. The licensing committee had deferred action for a couple of weeks back on November 28th for the previous license holder to possibly file an appeal, but the deadline for that was last Thursday. Landmarks Preservation Commission coming up at 5 o'clock this evening at City Hall. On that agenda, a review of the Heritage Preservation Plan and the upcoming stakeholder input over the course of 2 days in January. There's also a summary of the meeting in September of the historic West 6th Street Bridge and plans for its future replacement. Archaeological and historic surveys led to some revisions in the project's design. The impact on surrounding parks also playing into the mix. The existing bridge design that goes back to the year 1928. And the city of Racine's been hoping for a water utility bond refinancing, but it all depends on the latest interest rate and minimum amount of savings to be realized. That is an issue for the Finance and Personnel Committee to consider at 5 o'clock this evening. The Waterworks Commission talked about it recently. Robert W. Baird's Brad Vigout explained that the rates might go up enough to make it cost prohibitive.
If we see another 0.2% increase in rates, present value savings drops to $50,000. If you see 0.3, so another 0.1 above that 0.2, now you've got negative savings. Now it costs you more to do the transaction than the value you receive. So it's a narrow threshold right now.
The panel voting to recommend a $75,000 minimum savings needed to the Finance Committee. That has the refinancing issue as the very first item on tonight's agenda, which starts at 5 o'clock. Foxconn and the skill shortage have acted to alter the dynamics of the competitive economic relationship between Southeast Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. For years, business recruiters in Wisconsin have been working hard to persuade industries in Illinois to consider moving up over the border into Wisconsin. Jim Pache is the vice president of the Milwaukee 7, that coalition of counties in southeast Wisconsin that have joined forces for economic development purposes, since the effort has gotten much easier in recent months.
We used to make outreach to Illinois. We'd make, you know, hundreds of calls a week, and maybe you'd get one or two, and maybe you'd get a meeting out of one. I get unsolicited now probably 5 or 6 calls a month from Illinois companies, saying, hey, I'm interested.
Says the new landscape could lead to increased cooperation between the two states, but he adds that it's still a long shot. While Wisconsin's door is still open, the chatter also includes talk about the need to increase the number of skilled workers, especially with Foxconn and the German gummy bear maker Haribo on the horizon. Meanwhile, there's a campaign about to be launched that's designed to attract new workers, especially young workers, and convince Wisconsinites who work in Illinois to stay put. Changes in the economic development field occurring in other areas as well, according to Pache. 2018 budget for the city of Burlington got approved last week with almost no significant discussion to it, but a process affected by the need to borrow to pay for flood damage on top of debt previously tied to the new community pool and high health insurance costs. City Treasurer Steve DeQuaker told the alderman that another factor in creating some of the guesswork to the process, the state not exactly giving up the needed information until late in the process.
Part of my struggle when we go through the budget workshops is not having all the state data available until early November, mid-November, depending on what's going on. Some of it is school credit, which really helps bring those numbers, makes changes to those numbers. So at the time we do our budget workshops, I don't necessarily have all of that data to give you an estimate on the mill rate. I can guess, but I would probably not be accurate.
The mill rate with the new budget ends up being $9.89 per thousand of assessed value. It's a 93-cent difference from the current fiscal year. Racine County once again accepting applications for federal funds to supplement emergency food and shelter programs operated by nonprofits. The county has received funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Emergency Food and Shelter Program since 1983. This year, the county was awarded just over $100,000. The funds to be allocated among eligible agencies by a local board comprised of representatives from the county executive's office and a number of local charitable organizations. Applications for funding, by the way, will be available and now at the United Way of Racine County building, also the Western Racine County Service Center, and they have to be returned no later than noon, December 15th, which is the end of this week. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.